And I wonder if you could sort of break down what you're describing here, which is that when there is high inflation, the Fed might raise interest rates in response to that to sort of cool off the economy. That can then lead to a recession. Can you just explain sort of like the mechanisms by which that happens?
Yeah, so when the Fed is raising interest rates, it is trying to slow the economy. And the question is, how much do they slow it, how fast, how far?
The issue will come that we don't have precision surgical tools. We have essentially interest rates, the balance sheet, and forward guidance. And they're famously blunt tools. They're not capable of surgical precision. So,
and the problem here is that its impact on the economy is indirect. And it can never be that certain about how much impact it's having and also how quickly. What they're raising is an overnight money rate that none of us see. That's what banks pay each other. It's not worth going through the details of how that impacts the economy. But the basic story is that when they raise their short-term rate, it affects the longer-term rates that we see when we go to take out a mortgage, when we go to take out a home equity loan, when we go to take out a car loan. And by making those rates higher, what that means is mortgage rates are higher, people are less likely to buy a home. It will also affect home building. So the impact on the economy, if people are buying fewer homes, there are fewer jobs selling real estate, fewer jobs issuing mortgages, fewer jobs in the construction industry building homes. So the idea is that when the Fed's raising rates, they're slowing the economy through a number of channels. But again, the problem that the Fed has is it's hard for them to know exactly how much they're going to slow it with a given interest rate hike and also how long.
Yeah, and maybe it's worth talking a little bit more about why the Fed is raising interest rates right now. Obviously, we have seen very high inflation. How bad is the inflation that we're seeing right now, and how big of a problem is it?
Well, this is, again, a very, very tough issue because a lot of the inflation has nothing to do with how strong the economy is. So we've seen a worldwide run-up in oil prices, also some other commodities, wheat, corn, a number of other commodities. Very little to do with the level of economic activity here, very little the Fed could do about it. Prices determine the world market. Clearly, the biggest factor here is the war in Ukraine because we know that Russia is a major oil exporter. There's certainly concern that Russian oil will be withdrawn from world markets or some portion of it. I should point out to date, very little actually has been, but there's certainly fears that more could be at some point, and that could mean very serious shortages of oil. Similar story with grains. Ukraine's a major grain exporter, as is Russia. And if a large amount of grain from Ukraine and Russia is withdrawn from world markets, that too would push prices through the roof. So those are big factors pushing up inflation. And we also had disruptions in supply chain because people were sick with COVID. You had shutdowns in China and other major exporters. So we had shortages of all these various items. So that pushed inflation higher. So those are two big factors pushing inflation higher. Very little the Fed could do about that.